Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Philly celebrity chef Nick Elmy. I know you love it when people call you that, right?
not really.
And we're here at Royal Boucherie, 52 South 2nd Street. This is restaurant number 3. He also has Laurel and ITV in South Philadelphia. We're a couple months in, and you are now holding your kind of official grand opening. So why did you wait a couple months to unveil the restaurant?
Well, we're also starting our late night menu. We want to kind of officially introduce ourselves to the neighborhood. We invite a lot of business owners in the neighborhood, a lot of friends. So we're doing a large happy hour, handing out some hors d'oeuvres and just kind of showcasing the space. Kind of got our feet underneath us, feel pretty good about what's going on. And you know, we're excited to continue moving forward and introduce ourselves to the rest of the neighborhood.
I understand the first couple of months are very critical in restaurant terms.
Yeah, I mean, that's when you find out who you are and what you're doing and, you know, whether or not your menu works and where it works and, you know, even whether or not it works in your kitchen. You go through a lot of really tiny adjustments. A good restaurant, at least, will go through tiny adjustments through its entire life. But a lot of those things happen in the first 2 months.
So what have you learned about yourself?
About myself or about the restaurant?
About yourself as the chef of this restaurant.
Well, let's see. I stopped drinking almost 4 months ago, and that has given me a tremendous amount of patience. And I think a lot clearer. I think about the habits of myself and the people who work with me here a lot easier. And it's been this...
Was it a social thing or were you drinking a lot?
No, it was just a health thing. It was, I want to keep my head clear to open my third restaurant. I understood that it's a big thing to be able to. I don't take for granted that I'm in a great position to be able to open a third restaurant. I take it very seriously and I want to be able to think clear-headed and, you know, have my best foot forward every day. And I honestly, you know, I feel healthy. I feel great. The restaurant is doing wonderfully and the people who work for me, I'm unbelievably proud of. And, you know, I just, you know, I never want to take any of this for granted and I'm having a lot of fun, most importantly.
So what kind of tweaks and changes did you have to make here at Royal Boucherie?
For us, I think it's you have a good idea about what you want to do until you actually physically get into the space. It's like when you buy a house and then you get into the house and you're like, none of this furniture is going to fit here. It's kind of how it works in a kitchen. You have the idea of what your menu is going to be and then you start cooking the kitchen. And you're like, oh man, all of this stuff kind of needs to be adjusted a little bit. Not major things, just minor adjustments back and forth. We haven't made any major changes. I think that we've kind of stayed the course pretty well since the beginning. The menu's continuing to evolve and get better, and we're really excited to be in Old City.
What's the difference between Old City and Passyunk Avenue?
There's, you know, definitely two different energies where Passyunk is very reserved and very serious. A lot of really, really, really great restaurants all kind of concentrated in one spot. There's a levity up here in Old City. Old City's definitely gone through a lot of changes in the past couple of years. A lot of the, what people would think of the old-fashioned kind of bro bars are kind of fading away, being replaced by nice restaurants, grown-up bars. I think that's what we're trying to accomplish here.
You know, do you think that the population is growing up?
I definitely do. If you look at all of the residential that's being built in the area, higher-end residential being built in Old City is kind of one of the reasons why we decided to open our third restaurant here, get to work with a great team on Dave Frank and Steven Simons and Suzanne O'Brien. The relationship has been really organic between us and the city so far.
How is this different than the other two?
This is a lot more relaxed. I'm not going to say that my other two restaurants aren't fun, but this place is a lot of fun. It's a very vibrant, vivacious bar, a beautiful oyster bar. You know, we have great private dining space upstairs. You know, there's just a different energy here. We either want it to be the best food you've ever had in a bar or the most fun you've ever had in a restaurant. We're kind of let people dictate what they think of the place.
Now, I know Laurel is 5 years old, so having your third restaurant means you're not cooking every night. And that was one of the draws, I believe, that, you know, that you get Nick Elmy, the celebrity chef from Top Chef, the winner, to cook for you.
This restaurant is set up. We have a wonderful chef we hired here, Steve Forte. You know, within the next couple of weeks, I should be able to focus my attention back to Laurel and split my time pretty well. I also have a wonderful chef down at Laurel named Eddie Conrad. It's kind of starting to grow up and being able to hire really talented people and let them do the work, and I still get to be the creative force behind the restaurants and just hire guys that are younger than me who can actually keep doing it and aren't old farts like me, but still be able to be present in both places every day.
So that does that mean that you hop around from restaurant to restaurant? Where is your main cooking home?
I do. I either start my day in South Philly and then move up to Old City about 7 or 8 o'clock at night, or vice versa. I'll start in Old City and then move down to South Philly about 7 or 8 o'clock at night.
So you're always going to... How do you cook it? You can't cook at all three restaurants at the same time.
No. I like to move around. And like I said, I have great chefs who work there. And I think I need to get myself like a scooter or something so I can get around, stop driving around the city.
To get around.
It's my excuse to get a motorcycle.
What do you like best about this restaurant?
Definitely just the energy and the vibe. There's a certain buzz when you're here on a Friday night. It's like just loud enough here where it's you can still have a conversation at the table, but there feels like there's a great buzz going through the entire place.
You said you stopped drinking, but do you need to not be as perfect because everybody else is drinking?
I wouldn't say that. We take the food very seriously, but it is as serious as we take the food. It is very fun and relaxed. A lot of charcuterie, a large raw bar program. I wanted to make food that I would want to eat every day. And if it was up to me, yeah, I'd have a plate of charcuterie and a bowl of oysters every single day for dinner.
All right, we got to talk about your TV career.
I think that kind of phase in my life has passed, and I'm okay with that.
What if they called you? If they call you back and say, "Hey, we need a All Stars,"
I think we'll take that situation when it comes to pass. I don't. I try not to think about it. I try to focus. Right now, I'm trying to focus on this place and making sure that these three restaurants are running perfectly. For me, it was like somebody going on Jeopardy and doing a good job on Jeopardy and then walking away and be like, "All right, that part of my life's over. I'm going to go do some other stuff now."
Thanks for the money.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Thanks for giving me some PR for my new restaurant.
Exactly.
Speaking of which, how do you think your TV experience has helped you with your three restaurants?
Oh, it certainly helped. I mean, any exposure is good exposure, but, you know, even at Laurel, everybody who comes in has a different story, whether they want to come in because they see reviews from Craig LeBon or Philly Mag, or they saw the documentary with myself and Chef Perrier, or they saw Top Chef. You know, we have a good, very diverse demographic who comes into Laurel, which, you know, I'm very happy about that. It wasn't the case when I was a chef at Lebec Finn. It was, you know, old white guys.
Well, you know,
Yeah,
sure, of course. You're getting older. You'll be the old white guy.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly what I'm going to be.
But it certainly helps that you won the whole show.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. It was a spectacular PR boost, especially, you know, when it happened was in the beginning of opening the restaurant. So, yeah.
All right, so restaurant number three, what are you looking forward to in the future?
I wish I was that smart to think that far ahead. I'm thinking about this right now and making sure that this is going well and people are happy.
Do you have enough time to juggle three restaurants?
And two kids and a wife? No. But I'll sleep when I'm dead.
I guess that's what chefs do.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I think my work-life balance is getting better. You know, I understand as I'm getting older, I understand that it's healthy for me to spend time with my family and spend time on my health and not just run myself in the ground and work 16 hours a day. I know I'm good at working 12 to 13 hours a day. You know, my body feels great and I'm mentally sound. After that, you just get tired and make stupid decisions.
So you're focusing on your health now. And you, like you said, you quit drinking.
Yeah. Yeah. you know, it's just one of those things where I just wanted to, you know, clear my head a little bit. And I started doing it, figured I'd do it for about a month. But it's definitely gone. We're into like almost our fourth month now, or my fourth month, I should say. And it's just, I don't see a reason to stop drinking, I guess. Double negative on you.
Yeah. All right. Give us the hours, your new hours. You have late night hours.
Oh, we dinner from 5 to 10 during the week, 5 to 11 on Fridays and Saturdays, and then late night menu after that until 1 a.m. You know, but the bar will be open until 2 a.m. every day. Yeah, we're excited. It's beautiful. We'll have the oyster bar open until 1 a.m. every day.
Did you feel like that was a need?
I think there's definitely a spot in Old City for a place that's going to stay open late and serve great food and great oysters and beautiful charcuterie. And we have, you know, only late night, we have some special sandwiches that we're gonna do on the menu. The rest of the menu for during dinner is very like a la carte French brasserie style food. At night, it's going to be a little bit more rustic and a little bit more fun. Right now, we are 7 days a week, dinner from 5 to 10, Sunday through Thursday, 5 to 11, Friday and Saturday, and now late night from Sunday through Thursday will be from 10 until 1, and Friday and Saturday will be from 11 to 1.
All right, Chef Nick Elmy, celebrity chef Nick Elmy. You, why do you laugh?
It's always going to sound weird.
Yeah. Top Chef winner. What year was it?
I don't even remember. 2014.
All right, well, a magical year for you.
Yes, magical year.
Top Chef winner, celebrity chef Nick Elmy here at Royal Boucherie. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.